Yeah, he put a big premium on it, and I did too, obviously, with the number of offensive coordinators that we talked to. And during the course of the time that we talked to the special teams coaches and Mike Singletary when we talked to defense, big portion of that talk is who comprises your staff. And not only with the offensive coordinators, were they the play caller, but who's coaching the quarterback and who's your offensive coordinator and how does that whole process work? A lot of different ideas about, you know, who should be the play caller, how their staff is structured. At the end, you know, you saw where Mark is. It's a joy to him to coach that position. He sees it as, in his own words, it's the greatest three-dimensional position to coach in the world because everything's out in front of you. He's the pivotal person. But the other side of Mark is this, and just like I talked about the competitor, is great emphasis in his joy in coaching the quarterback in that position and the importance of that quarterback-head coach relationship, but he wants to get after the quarterback too. He knows that's your chance of success on defense. When he talks about defense, he talks about a vicious, fast, furious defense that gets after the quarterback. So he sees it from both directions. I think at the end, and I can't speak for Rod, you'll have to speak to him, at the end, he was looking for a transition. He was looking to move in a different direction. He felt he needed a fresh start and that we needed a fresh start. I think that we'll have the majority of our staff by the middle of next week.
Play calling.
We've got a great start on it. I was very pleased that we were able to name Mark our head football coach, along with Aaron as our offensive coordinator and Jody Camillus as our assistant head coach, special teams coordinator. Part of the reason of talking to so many of those special team coaches, which all I've had the fortune to work with, was they become masters at game management. And that's a very important aspect of winning. Situational game management, clock management, timeout management. And I see Joe as a great assist in that process. Results gave me the confidence. You know, the three Grey Cups and winning two of them gave me a lot of confidence that he could manage a team, orchestrate all sides of it, and call plays and have a unique special relationship with a quarterback. And a lot of people will take a look at that and say, well, is he just friends with him? No, he's not friends. We're talking about an individual, and I think that came out during the press conference, of somebody that has a high degree of technical expertise, and he pushes that position to be the best on the team in terms of work ethic, being the team leader, leading the force in the locker room, in and off the field. Well, my thoughts are Jeremy Bates is one fine football coach. He's had a lot of success working with a lot of different athletes. I think the backside of that, Mike, is that we've got to go through the process of selecting that person, that positional coach. Yeah, well, that relationship, Mark, is paramount in the process. You know, at the end of the day, after everybody's evaluated players in terms of scouts evaluating players, our coaches evaluating players. At the end of the day, it's the head football coach, Mark Trestman, and myself developing a plan for the draft. And that comes after the end of the evaluations. It is taking those players that we feel will help us best winning. And as I spoke about, the best player available, the best talent available. And the relationship will be, Mark, if within that range of players, these players that we've got fit that should be available, can you use these skill sets? Will this help us move the ball, and how? Those are the kind of conversations that we have to get us down to rank ordering with those players within that bunch that we may have around a particular.